T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Leventhal is here from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, talking about, among other things, NY27. Dave, how soon could this congressional race get national eyes on it?
I suspect, Susan, that this race heats up a lot sooner than it does later, and here's why. It was shockingly competitive in 2018, and Nate McMurray, the Democrat who ran, nobody thought he had a chance in Hades of doing anything, and yet he comes within about 1,000 votes of knocking off an incumbent in Chris Collins. Now, of course, Chris Collins has a whole host of issues that he's grappling with now, mostly on the legal front. He's facing a federal trial many months from now, and he's effectively been stripped of much of his power in Congress and not being able to sit on committees, among other issues. So Democrats here in Washington, D.C., definitely have a laser-like focus on it, because they knew they screwed up in 2018 by not dumping a whole lot of resources into this race. All they needed to probably do is just a little bit more than they did, which was very little, and Nate McMurray might be the congressperson from District 27 right now.
Well, looking at that, too, I mean, there's a flip side to look at it, and that is, hey, we can't even beat somebody who's under a federal indictment right now. Do we really have hope against, you know, whoever the candidate might be this time around, who maybe very likely won't be?
And an absolutely fair point. I mean, this District 27 is a district that Donald Trump won by about 24 percentage points in 2016. So this is a very red district, a very Republican and conservative district. So under any circumstance, including the sitting congressperson being under federal indictment, it's going to be difficult to flip that seat. But anything can happen here. Chris Collins may or may not still be serving in the seat during his full term. So Democrats do definitely still see an opportunity, regardless of the metrics of this district or the makeup of this district. And it's not just the Democratic Party itself coming in and putting a lot of resources for the eventual candidate. And mind you, we have no idea who that eventual candidate is going to be at this juncture. But also, too, you have these groups. They're called super PACs that can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money, come into a district like District 27, and effectively spend as much as they want to on TV, digital ads, doing groundwork, be it what it may.
You know, to that point of, you don't know exactly who is going to run, Chris Collins has said he hasn't made the decision yet, but he did just about an hour ago send out an email asking for money, attacking Chris Jacobs, who is the Republican who has declared he's going to run in a Republican primary, and asking for donations. Should we take that as a sign that he will run, or is this the type of thing where he's a candidate asking for money? If he decides not to run, he could just give that money to a candidate he supports.
So long as Chris Collins says he's running, or I have yet to decide, assume he's running, and he's assuming that he's running. So if he bows out, well, that's another story. But in the meantime, you got to do the basics. You've got to fundraise. You've got to organize to the degree that you can fend off a primary challenge, which is what Chris Collins would have to do and is likely going to have to do if he ultimately does decide to run for re-election. So he's going to have a primary to deal with. Were he to win that primary, he will have a general election to deal with, and really the game begins now. There's a permanent congressional election, just like there is a permanent presidential election, in a very real way in competitive districts, at least at the congressional level. So pretty much as soon as you get elected, you got to think about the next election 2 years away and beginning to set the groundwork in order to prepare yourself be in a position of success, a position to win, particularly if you're going to have a two-step process, a competitive primary and a competitive general election.
Well, Chris Collins must be planning to run again, or why would he send that email out this morning, right?
Right, and you know, he could decide a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, that he's going to bow out, but he's got to do those things like send emails out, organize, in order to prepare himself for the chance, and the very good chance, that he does run. And if he does, he's got to make sure he's doing those things now. Otherwise, he's going to be behind the eight ball in a major way.
We're 18 months out from the general election, from anybody really considering thinking about this. For most voters, for a congressional race, is that in a way unprecedented? And how tough is it? You know, it might be one thing on the presidential level at the top of the ticket, but for people at this level who are running for a seat in Congress to keep up a campaign for that long, how feasible is that?
So it's not unprecedented, Brian, but it's not common. Oftentimes, congressional races are really going to begin to heat up maybe a year before the election. Oftentimes, it's going to be even less than that. You at least get a year worth of good legislating here in Washington, D.C. So you may have people just shaking their heads right now listening to this conversation wondering, this is crazy. And in a way it is, but at the same time, too, this is the way that elections work. This is not Canada. This is not the U.K. where elections are in a defined period of time. If somebody wants to run literally from the moment that they get elected in the previous election, that's their prerogative. This is the way the system is set up, and Chris Collins has every right in the world to begin fundraising right now and, again, laying the groundwork for a potential run again for his seat that he currently occupies right now.
All right, off and running. Dave, thanks. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.